Nolte, Pete Buttigieg's failed campaign was built on hate and lies. By John Nolte on March 2, 2020. Mean little Mayor Pete Buttigieg's presidential campaign is over. And how lucky we are to be rid of that nasty piece of work. Never forget that the failed mayor of South Bend, Indiana, launched his failed presidential bid with hate, bigotry, and lies. And then, after his hate, bigotry, and lies earned him enough attention from a media that thrive on such things, the mean little mayor morphed into one of the biggest presidential phonies ever. But the hate came first. You see, if you want to win attention from the fake news media, spewing hate at Christians is an easy and effective way to do it, which is exactly what this venomous little monster did. Let's return to last year, when the oh-so-Christian Pete trashed Christians who didn't vote the way oh-so-Christian Pete believed they should, you know, just like Jesus did. Of Christian Trump supporters, Mr. Alfred E. Newman said in early April. It's something that frustrates me because the hypocrisy is unbelievable. Here you have somebody that not only acts in a way that's not consistent with anything I hear in scripture or church where it is about lifting up the least among us and taking care of strangers, which is another word for immigrants, and making sure that you're focusing your efforts on the poor. Also personally how you're supposed to conduct yourself. That same month, he questioned President Trump's faith. I'm reluctant to comment on another person's faith. But I would say it is hard to look at this president's actions and believe that they're the actions of somebody who believes in God. I just don't understand how you can be as worshipful of your own self as he is and be prepared to humble yourself before God. I've never seen him humble himself before anyone. Keep in mind that all this piety is coming from a man who lives in open defiance of God with his husband, which is fine. I don't care how mean little Mayor Pete lives his life, and if he'd promised to lower taxes, kill terrorists, and deport illegals, I'd consider voting for him. But it's a bit much to lecture the rest of us about real Christianity when you're living an openly homosexual life. Nothing, though, reveals the true cancerous soul of Pete more than his taunting and bullying of Vice President Mike Pence. Pete is such a vicious little liar, he picked a fight with Pence. Even though Pence has never been anything but kind to Pete. Even though Pence has been anything other than tolerant and decent to homosexuals. My marriage to Chasen has made me a better man. And yes, Mr. Vice President, it has moved me closer to God. Speaking only for myself, I can tell you that if me being gay was a choice, it was a choice that was made far, far above my pay grade. And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. If you've got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my Creator. Everything above is a lie. Pence has never commented on Buttigieg's or anyone else's lifestyle. But to win media love, this demagogic bully fabricated a straw man to smear a decent man as a bigot. And then, there's the blasphemy of claiming God is responsible for his openly gay lifestyle. Gee, did Pete's creator also make Pete a supporter of infanticide? Is that also God's fault? Did God make Pete a bully and a liar? After the bullying and lying wore off, Pete moved on to his record as America's super soldier. I don't have a problem standing up to somebody who was working on Celebrity Apprentice when I was packing my bags for Afghanistan, he said in May. Of NFL players kneeling, he told the Washington Post in July. I felt that I was watching Americans exercise a right that I had put my life on the line to defend. He added that he made 119 trips outside the wire, meaning off Bagram Air Base. But as National Review's Kyle Smith, a Gulf War veteran, points out about those 119 trips, that's not a thing. There are no such stats. Sorties in aircraft are an official military statistic. Motor vehicle trips are so routine no one would bother to keep track, any more than someone would log how many times Pete Buttigieg took a shower. No one cares. So Buttigieg himself created this phony statistic. Picture it. He made himself a little hero's log, but all he had to put in it was routine trips. It's pathetic. It's hilarious. It's apple polishing, resume buffing, box checking, attention-seeking vaporware. Just like his whole career. Here's why we're unimpressed with Pete Buttigieg's military career. Three things stand out about his brief sojourn in the Navy. 1. He joined via direct commission. This, to most veterans, is a jaw-dropper. To say the least, this isn't the way it's usually done. Many of us recall the intensive pre-commission training. In my case, 4 years of ROTC in Connecticut and advance camp with the 82nd Airborne in Fort Bragg, as the most trying intervals of our careers. Others spent 4 years at Annapolis or West Point. Buttigieg just skipped all of that. He passed a physical. He signed some papers. Voila. To put this in terms a liberal might understand, imagine you heard that someone got a direct diploma from Harvard but didn't actually have to do 4 years of papers and tests. You'd never forget it. You'd probably think of that person primarily as a shortcut specialist for the rest of your life. While I truly appreciate Buttigieg's service, I don't appreciate him swaggering around like the second coming of Audie Murphy when he didn't even earn a combat ribbon. And then, Buttigieg closed his campaign with the ludicrous and ridiculous phoniness of becoming the White Obama. You have to see this to believe it. Two final things. Buttigieg is not the first openly gay presidential candidate. That distinction goes to Fred Karger, who ran for president in 2012 as a Republican. Buttigieg is not a genius politician. He lost. He got wiped out. How many people win Iowa, almost win New Hampshire, and drop out 2 weeks later? No one. He choked. He's awful. He's ridiculously unappealing. He's mean. He's a phony. Good riddance. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.